The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have mic privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teaching and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Send the questions which are too personal and or are not related to the teachings to questions@maitreya.org. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, discourses by Maitreya, God's words continuously, religious group section. Salam and welcome to everyone.
Salam everyone. Welcome to the Missions Conversation Room. Let us remember that all this universe and creation is temporary, and the goal of the life is to return home to God and become one with Him. That's why the motto of the mission is, the goal of the life is to become divine. We are here to become divine, and in order to go back to God, it is necessary to create an environment that accelerates this process to returning home and going back where we have come from and where we have fallen. That is really the essence of the message of the mission, that we teach humanity to turn around and forget about egoistical persuasion and the way that ego has become the base of the world and this external world, and therefore by realizing that their goal is to refrain from any egoistical persuasion, but realizing that there is a goal for the life and they have fallen from a beautiful state to this state, we can little by little create environment that the focus will be to return home, to meditate, to awaken our spiritual forces, to know why we are here and created for, and the goal of the life is to turn around and be baptized. So if we can realize this and go to the teachings that God has been sending through His prophets and through His revelation to man, we can see that we are in the brink of fulfillment of the last part of God's plan, and the call is to man to turn around, and those who will, they will see this vision clearly, and they will be self-motivated and one with it, and will come and join and share and focus their life to spread this mission to humanity, so we can eventually realize that this earth has to come to understanding that they have to bring that vision manifested to humanity and this world. The message is simple. It is backed up with the scriptures and the word of God, and all the great souls would know this clearly and understand the message. And when you hear it and you see the vision, I have heard some people claimed, how come I didn't see that? So simple, so clear, it makes so much sense. Then there is only one God that has been sending all this revelation to man, and each of them have a specific message for humanity, and he used his own body to create this creation so he can guide each unit consciousness to return home, to return back to God. And there is no separation between any part of the universe and any other parts. Anything that separates man from man, or any ideas that has been creating separation between them, is not from God, it is from ego. This is what humanity have to grasp and understand, and little by little realize that they are brothers and sisters, and they have to come together and cooperate and put their efforts and resources so eventually they can manifest this environment for every man, woman, and child, so they all can progress toward that goal. This message will be given to humanity over and over. It will be broadcast, it will be taught, and we will use any way, any resources, any possibility to reach every man and woman and child on earth to give this message to. There is only one God, and all are his children, and the goal is to return to that state of consciousness that there is no separation left between any individual ego or soul and God, and they become one. And in that essence, there is nobody higher or lower or better or worse. As far as we have ego, all these concepts come to mind, and we identify ourselves with the ego and ego chattering, and therefore we live in the world that is full of illusion of separation from each other and God. We have to see this vision clearly, that we are a part of God, and we are all his children. In this body, we each have a duty and responsibility and level of being that we can use to help to spread this vision in every person and every beings on earth. Therefore, we do not have to feel we are lower or higher, but that is how I have been given in this lifetime to be. And that's all there is into it. And eventually, in the last achievement, we are all a part of the same thing, and we have come from the same essence. And this is not something that anybody can disagree with, but we need a new system, a new heaven on earth, a new wine, a new way to accomplish this. And that is the eternal divine path. That is the salvation of this earth and humanity. And if they can see this vision clearly, then each person who has seen this vision or have been called for it have the responsibility to become a part of that vision and the solution for that vision. All the words are said and examined and tested. The eventual manifestation of seeing the vision is your fruit. What are we going to do with this vision? Okay, it makes sense. There is only one God. Everything has been created by his body, and there was chaos, there is a separation of the ego from the original state. So the goal of the life is to turn around this darkness or separation and return back to the source. Therefore, we become one again in the state of oneness, pure consciousness, nirvana, oneness with God, paradise, whatever you want to call it, are talking about something that we are not in. We have fallen from. Some people say God created everything by saying be, and they were. Some question, if he had created everything from nothing, why didn't he create them perfect? And they have a very legitimate question when they say that. He's God. He can create everything perfect. We didn't have any crime. We didn't have any separation and wars and destruction. But our explanation that everything has come from God because it fell from the original state, and therefore there was darkness in the universe, goes very well with the scriptures. Bible in the very beginning says there was darkness. Something went wrong. And then God used his body and the darkness to create this creation to turn around this darkness. That is why things are not perfect, because we are in darkness. Everything fell from being perfect to imperfection. Therefore, the whole idea of God said be and it was, and then God created imperfect, is not a scripture. It's not based on the word of God. So our explanation explain the universe and the reason for crimes, wars, destruction, egotism, separation, make more sense. We are in darkness. We have fallen from grace. We have fallen from Godhead. We have fallen from the light. Therefore, the answer to those people who come and ask us, if God created everything, why it is not perfect, if he is God and omnipresent and omnipotent, how can he create something it's not perfect? And they're correct. How could it that be? Because God didn't create the consciousness and three gunas. They were there always. They are him, a part of him. God is the universal mind in a state of equilibrium. No, this unity or vibration exists in that state. Everything is absolutely one and knows everything and is everything in a state that called undescribable. But we have fallen from that place. And of course we don't remember, as we don't remember our last or previous lifetimes. But if we meditate and we are regressed, we will remember previous lifetimes. Yeah, we have been on this earth. Many people have remembered their previous lifetimes, taught a language that they never knew in this lifetime, or remember a story about things that when they checked had happened, and that person never knew in this lifetime. That's a meditation that we eventually remember, yeah, we came from that source. We fell from that state of consciousness, of oneness with God. Therefore, that is the vision this mission is giving to humanity and showing them the problem on earth and awakening them from the illusion of separation and the Maya they are in. Indeed, there is a lot of Maya and illusion in this world, and egotism is the reason the whole earth is in trouble. And it's getting worse, of course. All of us know that. So this revelation makes sense. It is time. The elect have been prepared for it. The call is out. This lifetime, of course, is for education and spreading of this message. We will give this message over and over to humanity. No matter how many people are going to hear it, one person or thousands, the satsangs and conversations are also for future, for humanity to look into them and see what the Word of God is when we give them to humanity. All of us have to see this vision and become one with it. It is our vision. It's not Maitreya's vision anymore. The only function I have here to clarify it over and over and direct your focus toward the center. So by being focused in the center, you become one. There is nothing is created in this universe without center. Atom has a center. Earth has a center. A galaxy and all galaxies have a center. The solar system has a center. The whole universe has a center. And that is why they rotate around the center in the universe. And each center unify and all are unified around the center of the universe. And eventually, of course, in this state of pure consciousness, you don't need a center. There is no creation. So let us be one with this vision, see it clearly, and see how perfect this revelation and the truth is. Not because I say it is perfect, but because you see it is perfect, and it is. And you see that perfection in every way possible. There is nothing else out there but accept the perfection of God and what He has sent to humanity. And when you see that, all else will fall away. You recognize and realize what you have been taught in your culture, in your environment, in your religion, in your background. All are either a part of this revelation or are created with ego, dogmas, separative ideas, and it's not from God. The more people we can make to see clearly, the more we can bring humanity together and make them to create the communities of light, the more this earth will go toward bringing the kingdom of God on earth. And when we bring the kingdom of God on earth, we will all have more time to meditate. We will have more time to recognize what are the dharma or the essence of creation of everything on earth. What is the place of everything in the creation, and we will not violate it. Because we know violating the setup of the universe will hurt no one but ourselves. Therefore we accept what God has created everything and anything for what is created for. And we also recognize who we are and why are we created on this earth. Therefore we will create Sangha, communities based on Dharma, innate nature of each individual in the community, and what everything is created in community to be the way or the things they are supposed to be. Of course, this room is called the Conversation with Maitreya, and we are here to encourage everyone to go to our website, study our teachings, and come and ask their questions. Dan, have a question? Shalom Maitreya. Salum then. How does one discern between the will of God and one's own desires? The will of God is to be known first. What is the will of God? What is His will for humanity? What the scriptures say His will is? If you ask yourself this question, you can see that God has been sending revelations as different religions on earth, and each part of earth took part of that revelation or one revelation and said, that is the will of God. The will of God is to surrender and submit to God and just praise Him. That's why we have been born, to praise God, and we are just a slave of God. Another one says, no, we have just to believe in the name of Christ, and whoever believes in His name will be saved. Another part says, no, we are the only chosen ones, and we are only ones that are going to go to heaven. Then you realize that God said, all going to be a mystery until the seventh revelation come. And now it has. Now it's explaining that each of them have just a part of the truth. The whole picture is when you see this revelation and then you know what the will of God is. The will of God is to follow eternal divine path and become divine. Awaken your spiritual forces, meditate, feel the oneness with God, live in a community of light or create a community of light, and therefore bring more and more people who come together to follow eternal divine path together, which make it easier for everyone. In that community you sacrifice, you give of yourself more than you take, are not egoistical and self-centered. Here is when you know what is the will of God for you, and that is surrendering and submission to God. Now, you know the will of God is to follow eternal divine path, that is overall umbrella of the will of God. Now, where I fall in this overall vision or will of God? How can I be a member of this overall will and manifest and participate and help to see this vision is manifested? That is what you have to find about yourself by recognizing what is it that you are best in. What do you have or can do that can help the community or this vision to manifest? That is different with different people. And each person, if see that vision for themselves and bring it to the community, we will eventually have a community full of talented people, those who know themselves and realize what is that they can do best to help the overall vision to manifest itself. And it really doesn't matter. It's not that I'm sweeping the floor, so I'm not as good as the person who is in charge of some section in the mission. But I let God come through me, and I'm submissive and surrendered to the will of God, and I recognize that when I sweep the floor, everybody are amazed how beautifully done. When I am the head of a part of the organization, I can bring people together and create such a rapport with them. Everybody accepts me in my position and we can manifest great things together. So if we can see this vision first, clearly, and then recognize our place in it, then you have a good grip of the will of God and what is His will for you. If you know the will of God, and if you know His will for you, anything else that you do is your desires. Anything which opposes this realization and is contrary to fulfillment of the will of God for you and your makeup to help the will. This mission really breaks down everything to the very simple visions that anybody really meditate on them can progress by themselves so fast that it should amaze them and everyone else. It's very simple. What is the will of God for this universe? We just explained He created so that darkness to turn around, be baptized, and return to God. and come back where it was before. So that's the will. Now, how are you going to do that? You can do that by following the eternal divine path. The way has been given. And he has been sending the revelation of all the religions and paths to humanity for the last 12,000 years. And now it is telling humanity, that is where you all each fall. No matter what book, what revelation, what realization, what information you read, you can find that where they fall in eternal divine path and though. That's why it's so easy for me to answer any questions, because the answer is always eternal divine path. Where does it fall in that revelation? And if somebody sees the vision, they can answer the same questions and come with the same answers, because answer is the same. How we can act in any situation which will help the eternal divine path and the will of God. So, we know the will of God. Now, what is God's will for me? Now, I know what is the will of God for me. So, anything I do which opposes this realization is my desire. More I can overcome those desires which oppose this basic realization, the more closer I will become to fulfill the reason I have been created to be on earth, and less desirous I'll become, and more effective I will be. And eventually we have many, many people in the communities of light are effective, less desirous, and know themselves, they know the will of God, and eventually come together and work like a symphony with a great harmony and beauty, then we can show humanity, look, this is the kingdom of God on earth. That's what God meant from the beginning of creation to happen. It is not that we separate ourselves by borders, by religions, by gender, by race. Humanity have a reason and a purpose and dharma to manifest, and anybody who goes against these basic teachings and vision, they're wrong. They're based on ego and not based on the will of God. So that's what we have to meditate on, realize the overall will of God. Overall will of God is revealed at the end time by opening the book sealed with the seven seals, by coming of the seventh angel, the whole truth will be revealed to humanity, and it has. God fulfilled his part. He said he's going to do these, and he has done them, and he's here. Now it is our responsibility to meditate on this and recognize this is not something we can take lightly. It is a call to every individual to see this vision. That's why those who do not see the vision and they fall away from this vision, they do not belong to it, and therefore I just let them go. It's not a cult. It's not something I'm going to control you and bring you here and brainwash you and deprive you from sleep and whatever they say the cult people do to control their members. Our members are those that God has already chosen for the last 12,000 years. So if they see this vision and come and become one with me and the mission, so we can work together, then we accept them as a part of God's will. And even any of them fell, then they have not been really called for it, because as God said, you know them by their fruit, and they will stay to the end. So you can see our mission, understanding, and work is very simple, because God has made them very simple way to recognize what is the best way to do this mission. And he is incredible in making you to understand the simplicity of the truth. If you make it too complicated, ego loves it. If you make it simple, God loves it. And that's where you find the true God, in simplicity. And that's why a lot of intellectuals and those who love complicated things, they don't like simple way God has revealed it to them. They are seeking some very complicated and elaborately explained that they don't understand it. And then they say, yeah, that's great. But this revelation is very simple. It breaks everything down to very simple sentences that everybody can understand. If your will is not according to the God's will, it's your desire. Simple. Now, how can you get rid of your desires? The more you do the will of God, the more you see this vision, the more you become close to following the eternal divine path, the closer you are to God's will. The more you resist it and not get involved and engaged with it and following it, the more away you are. Simple. Now, I saw the vision, I saw the overall will of God. Now, what is the will of God for me in this overall vision? Oh, okay, I'm a good builder. Okay, I can build things for the mission. I can help to make the center of the mission more beautiful and more repaired and well done. That's fantastic. That's a beautiful dharma. I'm a programmer. I can make the mission website work easier and make it simpler for humanity to reach. Or I'm a lawyer, or I'm a physician, or I'm a good leader, I'm a spiritual teacher, that I can understand what Maitreya says right away, and I can explain the same thing the same way to other people and connect them to mission and God. These are all wonderful dharma that God has given each of us to manifest. My dharma is to give this message to everyone and act as the rallying point for everyone to come together and create the comings of light and unity. And if I am not doing a good job, God will take this away from me and will give it to someone else. Apparently, of course, God likes what I do. That's why I keep choosing the same being and the spirit to come and reveal it to humanity. And this time, God has been very gracious with the internet and our ability to reach the whole humanity. No other prophet have been able to do this, to reach the whole earth and humanity at the same time. So we can see this revelation is for whole humanity. That's another sign that all other religion have been sent for a specific people, for a specific part on earth. But this one is the revelation for all humanity. I hope that answers your question. It's very simple. Know the will of God overall, then know the will of God for you. Anything else is your desires, fears, attachments, and they have to go if you want to really follow the will of God. Question from Reminder. I just spent 2 days in a work-related seminar about how to develop leaders. Are leaders developed or are leaders born with these abilities? There are two different things. One is leader and one is management. For some reason, God sent me to business school, so I'm very familiar with the seminars and ideas about leadership and motivation and how you can motivate people to do what you want them to do. It is exciting. It's really get your attention and you think that's fantastic what they have found. But as you study more and you dig deeper in their teachings and realization, you see, one time they come and give you this idea, 7 steps, where is it, what is it, who is it? So that's how you solve a problem. If you find where it is, what it is, who did it, how it's done, what time it happened, it was 7 steps, 7 things you go and find out. It sounded fantastic. You solve the problems that way. And it makes sense, it has some truth in it. But that idea doesn't last more than 1 year. And another person comes with another idea that everybody rallies around that idea. They think that's fantastic. They give seminar, they write books about it. 6 months later, that goes out of fashion and new ideas come. I have studied that topic for my college and master degree and in a doctorate level for how long? 4 and 2 and at least for 10 years. Many books has been written to make leaders. And then leaders that they have never been in business school, but they are able to motivate people and bring great revolution or evolution or ideas to humanity. And some of them even been illiterate. Prophet Muhammad, Christ, the most prophets. Of course, this time God needed me to become educated so I can deal with the internet and the setting up of the websites and recognizing and realizing how West and Western mind works, because they are more business-oriented and they calculate things, how much interest here is and there, so I can be able to know more about these things. So the conclusion is the leaders are really born. The leaders are those who have the capability to create rapport and make people motivated to do the things has to be done, and people are willing to do that because what this person says makes sense to them, and probably the Spirit of God is over them. Management and creating the environment that managing an office, if a person is doing the will of God and is in the eternal divine path and eventually create an office which based on the will of God and helping the community of light, the person who has the Spirit of God in him or her have the greater ability to motivate and manifest through those people in that office than a person who has studied and went to many seminars and tries to accomplish the same thing. That's what each person in the mission have to become. As you know what you're good at, you will do it with the self-motivation. Nobody really have to motivate you. If you know who you are, you have seen the vision from God, and you have seen your place in His vision, you don't need somebody come and be nice to you and just debate in the management courses, tell you, ask them question about how they're doing and how is your life, how is this going. These things are ego pampering, not really leading humanity to recognize that their essence has been created to manifest something in on this earth. And when they find that essence and manifesting those things, a great satisfaction will come to them by themselves, which do not need any external reinforcement to become motivated. So leaders and those who recognize and realize themselves are self-motivated people. They don't need all those courses and management studies and seminars and all that. So we can see again, this world is upside down. Instead of teaching humanity from the very childhood to close your eyes, to become a community-oriented person, to recognize and realize why you have been created to be, we teach them you have to study all these books, and at the end they are so confused that they don't know who they are. And they go and start jobs that they don't enjoy, and they do it because society has told them that's what you do. And of course, we know that we are at the time of the power of the business class on earth, at least in the West, and therefore all the values have been based on that class. All other values are being shunned because the best value is how much money you can make. Actually, a lot of people put their values based on the income they have, how much they can make. Therefore, business and how can make other people make more money for you become very important to individuals. But we know that the goal of the life is none of them. The goal of the life is to become divine. If you are a divine business person, that would be fine. If you can bring the resources and labor and all the ingredients for creating new products or helping to facilitate a need in a society, but at the same time be godly and act godly to serve the community and humanity, great. That is a fantastic ability. But if you have to start business and you don't have the aptitude for it, and you're going to fail, and you're going to feel even worse than before, a few people are going to succeed, the rest won't, and again, that is not what you have been created for, and that is what we are imposing on humanity when it is not the will of God. But unfortunately, we do not have the power or the ability at this time to create an environment that this thing are taught to the children, and children are recognized as the ability what they have. So many of you are working out there based on this setup of the world. So they ask you to go to seminars. But not everything they say is completely useless. They have found a lot of information and good techniques, but they are not the ultimate, they are not the highest. So take the thing that works and makes sense, but be perfect in your work and choose a job that you have been created to do, and you are doing it well and you are best at, and be good in your work, the rest will fall in their places. And if they give you a technique that makes you feel phony, then it is a phony technique. You don't have to use it. I won't, because I feel I can create a rapport with people in a higher level than be phony to just get them to do something I want them to do. And they would know it. Human know it. When they see something phony, they recognize it. For the honesty, the truth, the will of God, and also concentrating in the future of what is coming instead of concentrating in what is. I know a lot of you working out there, and you have to deal with what is. You don't have any choice. But also in the mission, there is a saying, subjective approach with objective adjustment. It means work toward the goal, toward creating the kingdom of God on earth, but adjust yourself to where we are at. So we can adjust ourselves with this world, but at the same time keep our focus on the goal, where we are going. Where we are going is the communities of light. Where we are going, the eternal divine path. Where we are going is the kingdom of God on earth. Where we are going to preach these teachings and vision and spread it to humanity. These are what we should focus on. Where we are in the world which is based on ego and separation and destruction and wars. And that's why Christ said, be in the world, but not of it. All those seminars and all those things out there is based on ego. We just explained that the whole world, the whole earth is based on ego and separation and destruction. Therefore, we have to live in it. We know it exists. It is not perfect. It is not God's kingdom. We are dealing with the darkness, but we are marching toward the light. We are in the center of the dark cave, but our focus is on the light at the end of the tunnel or the cave. So be in the world, but not of it. Recognize that all those things that are presented as their truth, it is not God's truth. If something they say works, sure, use it. But if it's something that it doesn't make sense, recognize the reason they think it works, it's because the ego is trying to motivate other egos. And that's one of the big topics in management, how to motivate people. Books after books after books is written. If it was working, it should have worked already. But it's not working. Because they don't reach the heart of man. They reach the mind of man. Heart of man is motivated. Heart of man and those who have been or has become one with God has a self-motivation within themselves. They don't need to be motivated. Nobody motivated me to start this mission. Actually, according to their seminars, I shouldn't be doing this. Because there is not much of what they think is the base of motivation is in it. But my heart and my soul was motivated to do this. So, you can see how motivation and your essence are related together. Find your essence. Find what God has been created you to do. And sometimes at this stage of the mission, of course, you might not be able to do what you want to do because we are here in the darkness, but we are working toward the light, and we have sacrificed sometimes even what our essence and longing is, so we can make this mission spread or stay afloat until we create an environment that people can choose to do what they are created to do. So these are our meditation. We have to recognize that we are going toward the light, we are going toward the kingdom of God, but we are living in darkness and this world, and we have to deal with both. Going toward that light and working with the darkness. Be in the world, but not of it. That's why in the Communities of Light, we will strive to set up a system or an environment that people will go out of the rat race more and more. And that's Communities of Light, with sharing with each other, with creating an environment that we don't need the external world. I'm not trying to create a cult that them and us, and therefore we create an environment, we stay together and become self-centered and call them bad, ourselves good, and eventually become a cult. No, actually, our outreach is always reaching out. Even in community, we're going to be reaching out to the rest of humanity and including more and more to the Communities of Light. So our outreach to man prevents us from falling on ourselves and become a warp star, as many cults are. They become warp stars. The light will not or cannot escape them. So know the will of God. Know the will of God for you. Recognize that we are going toward the kingdom, but we are not in the kingdom. We are going toward the light, but we live in darkness. In order to create an environment that we are less and less in the world, and more with God, is the formation of Communities of Light, sharing and recognizing that we have to bring our resources together so we reach a point that we don't need outside. That's why I like to see people start businesses in the communities. We have our own businesses, our own source of income that people don't have to go out there look for jobs. They can come and join the community and know that they will have a job in the community, and they will work very hard in those jobs because they're self-motivated and they know that they're good at and they can do a very good job. After a while, less and less we are dependent on the external world. Maybe the external world starts being dependent on the Communities of Light because the product we will create will be well-built. Well done, and we will not charge people very high prices. So maybe little by little, the Communities of Light even become source of creation of product that external world and darkness wants them, and we reach a point even business class
and products become divine. So keep the vision high. Keep the recognition and realization that we are marching towards something good, but we are not there yet. There is going to be a struggle. Anytime pioneers want to create something better, they have to struggle until they create their vision. We are at the end of our time. This room is for everybody to go to our website, which you can find it at the top of the room. Study our teachings and recognizing and realizing this vision that is perfect in every sense and reveals the truth of God to you and man. Then come here and let us see how we can make this more clear to everyone. I will be here most Saturdays. And I'd like to everybody send an email to say, how do you like the arrangement of 1 hour later and then returning back to 10 o'clock and then 1 hour later and back? Is that a better idea, or should we keep it in a specific time as we used to? Let us know how you feel. And sometimes we have more people in the rooms, in other times seems the number decreases. And of course, our vision and work is to get as many people as possible to at least hear this revelation once in their lifetime. I leave you all to God. Be good and be in God and see this vision clearly. I love the simplicity of this vision. Do not seek the complication of the intellect. Salam, everybody.